Okay, Bezer Hashem, we're going to start halachot of bedikat chametz. We had mentioned before a number of times that the whole process of taking care of the chametz is in order to destroy chametz and get rid of it from our possessions. The Torah says that ach bayom arishon, on the 14th of Gemara learns bayom arishon means 14th of Nisan. Tashbitu seor mibatechem, you have to destroy chametz, get rid of chametz from your houses. And in order to do that, so therefore, chachamim ber koveya, according to Adi Sam Rishonim, according to others, in order that a person should not come to eat chametz during Pesach, chachamim ber koveya that night of 14th, people should go around the houses, all the areas that chametz could have been brought in during the year, and look for chametz and make sure there is no chametz in existence around the house. Chachamim made that takana for the night of 14th. Why night of 14th? Because that's the last chance. Because before that, people still want to eat chametz. So night of 14th, which is the last, basically the last chance of the night before Pesach, Chachamim made the takana that the bedikah should be done then. Why does it have to be at night? Because the Gemara says that bedikah should be done lechatechila with the light of a candle, and the candle would light more brightly at night than during the day. Therefore, Chachamim established the bedikah to be at night with the light of a candle. Rav Ovadia and some other poskim hold that flashlight would do the same job as the candle, because flashlight's light are concentrated. Just like a candle's light are concentrated, it's not like a torch. Therefore, a person is allowed to use flashlight for bedika. It's recommended, though, that even those who use flashlight, especially there are places that one must use flashlight. It's very difficult to do bedika with a candle inside the closet when a lot of ladies' clothing are hanging. Ladies' clothing are usually long and they're hanging down. And it will be very dangerous to walk around that closet with a candle. On the contrary, a person will be so nervous that he will not be able to do a good bedikah. So in those areas, it's better that a person should do bedikah with a flashlight, because this way you could do bedikah with peace of mind. But still, it's better lechatechila that when a person makes the bracha, beginning of the bedikah at least, or any area that could be checked with candle, lechatechila be checked with a candle. Because since Chachamim's takana was specifically a candle, so it's better that a person should use a candle at least right in the beginning when he makes a bracha, and when he goes around all those areas that could be checked with a candle. After that, he could put out the candle, pull out his flashlight, and check all the other areas that needs a flashlight. And that would do. So bedikah has to be the night of 14th. However, we mentioned before that since we don't want to find too much amount of chametz around the house at the night of bedikah, because that will make the bedikah very tedious and it's going to take a long time. Since many years ago, it has become a minhag among Klal Yisrael to go around and clean their houses a number of days before Pesach, to make sure that there is no chametz around. This way the bedikah would be done more easily. However, even though the house is cleaned, bedikah cannot be done superficially enough, as if that the person is ignoring his bedikat chametz, because, you know, there are people who think that, okay, it's all clean anyway. You take these 10 pieces of bread and you place at different places, and they go into the room as soon as they find the piece that is in this room. So they are yotze the bedikah. So basically, they find those 10 pieces and they say they've done the bedikah. That is not how the bedikah is done. The 10 pieces, the Rama says, is put there in order that when we make the bracha of al biur chametz, and the house is already very much cleaned, in case you do not find any chametz, you might think that your bracha was levatala. I made a bracha, but I didn't find any chametz. So therefore, the minhag has become to put 10 pieces of bread, that you end up finding some chametz. this way your bracha would not be levatala. That is what the Rama says as the reason for the minhag of putting 10 pieces of bread around the house. It also serves as an incentive that the bedikah will be done more thoroughly, because if you are looking for something, you will do a much better job than when you walk into the room and you assume that there is no chametz here anyway, because my wife did a beautiful job cleaning the room, and therefore you just look around as if, you know, you're not looking for anything, you just walk out. When you know there is something there and you have to look for it, you do a good job. But that means that even after you find the piece that you were, that you looked for, your job is not done. The same thorough way that you did the bedikah till now, looking for that piece, you should do the same way for the rest of the room to make sure that maybe chas v'shalom something was left behind. And people are surprised. You'll find, sometimes they find things some places, even though in a lot of places they don't find anything. But seeds in some places, it is possible that something was overlooked. So a person should not do just a very superficial job. A person should do a good job. So poskim bring down that a good job, the way Chazal ber koveya, would take many, many hours. So there melamed zechut that nowadays we have vacuum cleaners and we have a lot of good stuff. It's easier to have cleaned up all the chametz. So as long as you do give a look, basically all over, you're okay. You don't have to really, you know, spend too much time looking. When you give a look, but every area should go under your observation, under your look. So you look at every area to make sure there's no chametz. Corners, you know, by the bookshelves, inside the bookshelves. The areas that need bedika are any area that chametz has entered, or is a possibility that chametz could have been brought in. So any area that a person might think that, you know, you walk around with a sandwich in your hand or a cookie or something, you know, you give yourself the liberty of eating and walking around, in that situation you would walk anywhere in the house. So anywhere could be the place that chametz could have been brought in. Therefore, all those areas need bedikah. The cabinets that are places for to keep Pesach stuff during the year do not need bedikah, obviously, because people are very careful not to go there near it with the chametz in their hand. Those cabinets do not need bedikah. The cabinets that a person puts his chametz dishes in and it closes it off, or the areas that a person would store his chametz that he has sold or he would sell to the goy, all those areas that are taped off or closed off do not need bedikah. So Pesach areas do not need bedikah. The chametz areas that would be closed for Pesach and taped up, and the chametz in them will be sold to the goy, those areas do not need the bedikah. So if you have a storage room that you will close, let's say, completely, because there's chametz there, you lock the door and you put on the door a sign, chametz stored in this room, chametz that's not yours, that room does not need the bedikah the night of bedikah and chametz. The dishes, it's brought down, a person does not have to do bedikah inside the dishes or any containers, because the chiyuv bedikah is really on the house. However, if a person thinks that there's some chametz stored in the drawers, you know, especially your kids' bedroom drawers, that, you know, they would store anything there. They got a cookie and they hid it away for when they want to have it one time. Those areas, they need to be checked. Or if you have cleaned them beforehand and you dump them out and you know that no chametz been in there, you do not have to check those anymore. Areas of the house, even though you clean them, you still need to check them. Containers, drawers that are like desk drawers, bed drawers that are not attached to the wall do not require a specific halacha bedika. You need to make sure there's no chametz there. You have to clean it out, but you don't have to do bedika the night of 14th in those areas. Your jacket pockets you don't need to do a bedika the night of the 14th. You could go through your pockets today or a week from today and dump out, pull out all the pockets or give your suits and stuff to dry cleaning. Once they come back, you don't have to do bedikah in them. Your kids' knapsacks that are cleaned and vacuumed before Pesach, 3-4 days after the school is finished, you take out the knapsack, take out the books and shake them off and take out the all the leftover of lunches and snacks in the knapsack and you vacuum inside or you wash it or whatever it is, you don't have to do bedikah in them anymore because the chiyuv bedikah that is specifically for the night of bedikat chametz is specifically for houses. A person should clean out the chametz. Right? So let me repeat. In the house, even the rooms that you did clean up, you vacuumed, you cleaned it, you still the night of bedikat chametz, you have to go around with a candle or a flashlight to do bedikat chametz. Because there's a takana bedikat chametz. Even though you know, let's say your wife would guarantee you 100% you're not going to find any chametz there, you're still up, because she did a good job cleaning, you're still obligated to go around do bedikat chametz. Because chachami made a takana. That takana is for the house. It's not a takana for your pockets. Your pockets, you have to check, make sure there's no chametz there. But if your wife says, I took care of all the pockets on 3 days before Pesach, and nobody went touch those pockets anymore, it's all cleaned or washed or whatever, you do not have the chiyuv bedika, the night of bedikat chametz, for those pockets. Pockets, drawers, desk drawers, bed drawers, containers, knapsacks, all these things, if they are cleaned and dumped before Pesach, that you could be sure there's no chametz in there, you do not have to do bedikat chametz the night of Pesach in those. Anything that is attached to the wall, like the kitchen cabinets, other cabinets that are attached, they are considered a part of the house. There you need to do bedikah. Even though you cleaned it, you need to do bedikah. So what do you do with the kitchen cabinets that the wife cleaned and wiped and lined it, and she already put her new Pesach stuff on those shelves? Right? It's a chametz shelves, but she cleaned it 3, 4, 5, 6 a week before Pesach, took out all the chametz stuff, packed them somewhere else, cleaned the shelves of the cabinets, she lined them with new contact paper or whatever it is, and she put her Pesach stuff in there. It's a part of the house. You cleaned it, you still have to do bedikat chametz. Does that mean that night of bedikat chametz you have to go do bedikat chametz in there? So it's brought down that it's better that when a wife does such a thing, before she puts her Pesach stuff in there, she should do a bedikah inside those cabinets. A week before, 10 days before Pesach, she'll do a bedikah with a flashlight inside the cabinets at night to do the job of bedikat chametz, and then she could put her Pesach stuff in there and will be nice and good. If she didn't do it, you still are not obligated to do bedikat chametz in there, because since those areas are completely wiped and lined, and she put Pesach stuff in there, it's poshut that there is no chametz that's there. It's a chiyuv bedika. There minam is zechut that you don't have to do bedika there. It's okay. The same goes for your inside of your refrigerator. You don't have to do bedika chametz inside the refrigerator. You have to go and make sure there's no chametz in there. But if you took care of the refrigerator 2 days before Pesach, even if a freezer that you didn't, you're not going to use it for Pesach, it's an extra freezer that you have some other stuff in there that you're not going to go through Pesach for it. Right? So it's not really clean for Pesach. You went through it to make sure there's no chametz. You do not have to do bedika inside the refrigerator. The same halacha is about the car. The cars, they need to be cleaned. But if a person cleans his car, the day before Erev Pesach, and the cars are usually done outside, and you open all the doors, and the light shines in, and you do a bedika, or at night before, you do a bedika inside the car with a flashlight under the seats and everything, and you make sure there is no chametz in there, you do not have to do bedika in the cars the night of bedikat chametz. The minhag is that when you do bedika in the house, you also do it in the car. But if a person wanted to do it earlier in the car, it could be done the night before, or the day before, if the light shines all over. let's say it's a van, and you've taken out all the seats, right? And you open the doors, and during the day, it's bright light all over the van. You give a good, nice look all over, you put the seats back in, pack it in, that car is as good as checked. You don't have to do Bedikat Chametz, the night of Pesach, in the car. The Chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz, of the night of Pesach, which is regardless, even if you cleaned, you still have to do Bedikah, that is for the house and anything that is attached to the house. As the Pasuk says, Tashbitu Seor Mi Batechem. So the Chiyuv is really, according to Chamim, on the Batechem. Okay, so inside the house, every area should be checked. Bookshelves that are usually attached, or they're very much stationary in the house. Bookshelves many times have chametz in them, because the kids might put, they go get a book or get a sefer, or they are holding a cookie, eating a cookie. Little kids, they will put it on the shelf. That's the area they can reach. So bookshelves have to be clean and have to be, you do bedikat chametz in the bookshelf. You do not have to take out the books and check, do bedikat chametz inside the books. We had mentioned before that any sefarim that you want to use for Pesach, you think you could use for Pesach, you take them out before, you wipe them, you shake them, you clean them. Those are the ones that you're going to use for Pesach. Any other sefarim that you might or might not use, but maybe you decide during Pesach to go and use it, those sefarim you could use without really cleaning them, as long as you do not bring them to the table. And if you see any crumbs, you just go outside and blow it away outside on Pesach, and it's fine. Those crumbs are batel anyway. Before Bedikat Chametz, we make a bracha of Al Bi'ur Chametz. The bracha is really for the bi'ur that we do the next day on getting rid of Chametz, which is when we burn it. But since Bedika is the beginning of burning, is the prerequisite for burning, Chachamim made the takana that the bracha should be made at the time of Bedika. So we make a bracha Al Bi'ur Chametz, but we make it at the time of Bedikat Chametz. Some poskim bring down that it's a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, so a person should make Shechyanu on it. It's a machloket. So therefore, Rav Ovadia and others bring down it's better that a person should put on, if you have a suit that you bought for Yom Tov, that it's a new suit and you're going to make Shechyanu on it, it's better to put it on one night before, time of Bedikat Chametz, make Shechyanu on the suit and have Kavana that it goes, or just a jacket, have Kavana that it goes, the Shechyanu should go on the Bedikat Chametz too, and then you put on the jacket, right? And then, and you wear it for just a little bit, and you take it off, and you know, and you could start your Bedikah, and then take off the jacket, and continue your Bedikah. This way, the Shechyanu goes on the Bedikah too. So the way it's brought down, the best way to do it is you make Shechyanu, and you put on the jacket, and you make the bracha of Al Biur Chametz right after, immediately. So the Sheikh, even though you usually make Shechyanu after doing the mitzvah, but you could make it in this situation before, make Shechyanu, and you put it on, then you make Al Biur Chametz, and you start doing a little bit of Bedika, then you take off the jacket, and you continue your Bedika. You either do that, or you make Al Biur, or you make a bracha of Al Biur Chametz, and you start your Bedika a little bit. You start it a little bit, then you stop. Put on the jacket, you make Shechyanu. Right, you make Shechyanu. You wear it for 10, 15 seconds. And then you take it off and you give it to somebody else. Right? And then you continue your Bedikah. This way the Shechyanu would go. It's better not to be mafsik right after bracha with putting on a Shechyanu and all of that, because since it's a suffix, whether you need Shechyanu or not, it might be considered a hefsek. So it's better that the Shechyanu should either be made before Bedikat Chametz, before Bracha of Al Biur Chametz, or after you started a little bit of Bedikah. You put on the jacket, you make Shechyanu, you keep it on, you take it off, and then you continue your Bedikah. if it is too tedious for people to do bedikat chametz for one person to do bedikat chametz for the whole house, I mean, the person could have a number of members of his family standing there. He makes one bracha and they say amen, and they all scatter around the house with their flashlights or candles, and each one will do one room or one area designated. This way the whole room will be covered. Bedikah should be done by anyone who is older than 13 or 12. We need to be bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, lechatechila. If bediavad, a child who is old enough, mature enough to understand what bedikat chametz means, if they ended up doing it and they said we did it, you could be somech on them, you could rely on them, not a problem. But lechatechila, it should be done by people who are post bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah. The outside of the house, porches and backyards that are open for the animals, birds and squirrels and whatever to have access to it, do not need bedikah, because the animals could easily get rid of any chametz that is there. We also had mentioned already that any area that has, you know, you have stored stuff there, do not need bedikah. So you don't have to move your stove, oven to do bedikah under it, your refrigerator to do bedikah under it, bookshelves to do bedikah under it, anything that's been stationary in the house since before Purim does not need bedikah under it. And we said that anything that has been moved since Purim and put back, you need to do bedikah under it, unless some bedikah was done at the time before they put the boxes back, let's say in the closet, when they took it out and they cleaned, they did a bedikah and they put it back. If there are places that the closets, that stuff had been pulled out since Purim, and the closet was cleaned and the boxes were put back, even though halachically one would require to move out all those boxes and do bedikah under them, if it's too tedious and people don't do it, it's okay. They're poskim or melamed zechun on it. And they say, if it's really very difficult, you don't have to do it. But lechatechila, when they clean the room, I keep reiterating this point, when they clean the room or the closet and they pull the stuff out, before they put the stuff back on the floor, after they cleaned it, they should do a bedikah at night with a flashlight or a candle, and then any night, from now till Pesach, any night, and then put the boxes back. This way, the night of bedikat chametz, you don't have to pull them back out. The 10 pieces that I mentioned that's a minhag to put around the house, they should be less than kezayit is brought down. This way, if every one of them gets lost, it would not pose a major problem. Usually children or somebody else would go and hide it. So this way, the one who's looking for it would have a serious time looking for it. However, The one who's in charge of putting away these breads or pieces should have a list for himself where he had put them. This way, if one of them did not turn up, the father went around the house and only found 9, and you don't know which one was left behind, you have a list of knowing exactly where they are, and you can go and make sure nothing is left behind. After bedikat chametz, a person should put away any chametz that is supposed to be used for the next day, or the chametz that's supposed to be burnt for the next day, out of the reach of kids or any mistakes. It will be put in a designated place, and this way, by tomorrow, when they want to go and burn the chametz, they will have no problem. Very important point: when you go to do your biur chametz, burning of the chametz, you see people come with boxes and boxes of stuff to burn. That is really not necessary. And it's better that it should not be done. Because some of these boxes and boxes of stuff don't really get burnt in that fire. It would take a long time for it to burn. And sometimes it won't burn until after Zaman Biur Chametz, which is not a good idea. So the best thing that a person can do is, if you have open boxes of stuff that don't really burn, it takes a long time to burn, you dump them in the city dumpster with the garbage out of your reshut. You basically are mafkir them actively, physically, you mafkin, you throw them away in the dumpster that's not your dumpster, in a city dumpster. And then you're going to have a little bag of some chametz, right? Maybe those pieces that you collected that would easily get burned in 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You go and you burn that. This way, you're mekayem, the mitzvah of biur chametz, in that much. There's no inyan of hidur mitzvah bringing tons and tons of chametz and burning them and end up not having burnt them. So it's better to get rid of those, whether you sell it to a goy, you get rid of it, you feed it to animals, you throw it away, whatever it is, you get it out of your possession, completely, physically, not yours anymore, it's hefker. You go to a gas station and dump it in the garbage that they have, you know, by the vacuum cleaner, gas station. You get rid of it, it's not yours anymore. Then you have a little bit chametz left in a bag, then you go and you burn that. That is a much better idea of doing biur chametz on a little bit. Then there are people, especially Persians, who really, really, really do not like burning all that food. Hashem's bracha, the Persians are very makbid about that. So, and there's a good point to it. But you don't really have to do that. Just throw it out and take that bag and you just burn that. That is a much better thing. A person should keep in mind, as we said before, to say, kol chamira, one time after Bedikat Chametz, immediately after Bedikat Chametz, and one time after the Biur Chametz. The one that is done after burning the Chametz should be done after you make sure that your Chametz is burnt. You don't want to make the Chametz Hefker before it's burnt, because then you didn't burn your own Chametz. So you wait till the Chametz that you threw in is burnt, then you have no chametz left anymore, meaning you burnt it, you were mekayem the mitzvah of pure chametz by burning it. Now you stand and you say, in case there is any chametz, the lo chazite u'lo bi'arte, that I haven't seen, or the chazite u'lo chazite, I've seen or haven't seen, or I've destroyed or haven't destroyed, anything that's there, that should be bottled, and this way you will completely get rid of the chametz in your possession. Okay, I think that would conclude part of this Bedikat Chametz. If there is any more questions, I'll discuss it. There's one more point, I'm sorry, I should mention that. Very important point. The people who live in apartments, and let's say a few Jews who live in an apartment building and they share the same hallway, they're obligated to do Bedikat Chametz in the hallway too. So they should work it out together, who's going to do Bedikat Chametz in the hallway. Right? If it's a hallway that it's shared with non-Jews, then you still should do Bedikat Chametz to make sure you don't have any Chametz there. Because sometimes, you know, it's not so much of a hefker what you live in the hallway. People usually don't touch it. Depends where a person lives and how it is, what the system of the janitor of the building is, how he cleans it up. But if it is something that when you leave something there, it remains, nobody throws it out, or nobody takes it away. So you should do Bedikat Chametz in your area to make sure you don't have any Chametz that is in that little hallway. The rest, if there are Chametz that doesn't belong to you, you don't care about it. It doesn't belong to you. But there is an obligation to do Bedikat Chametz there also. Okay, yes.
So for people who aren't going to be in their houses for Pesach, what do they do?
Okay, so that is, I would like to leave it for next year. We're going to discuss the people who are not going to be home, or what they do. We'll discuss it a little bit more in details next year.
You only say kol chamira once?
What?
You only say kol chamira once?
Yeah, halachically you only have to say it once. The minhag is to say it three times each time. I mean, at night three times, and during the day three times, to make sure that you mean it. And you should understand what it means. It's not just a little voodoo that you say and the magic happens. Either you have to know what it means.
And the bracha you say at night, you could go.
That's right. The bracha that you say at night goes on burning of the chametz. If a person forgot to do make a bracha, as long as they have not finished their bedika, they could still make a bracha. Even if a little bit more of the house left that they haven't done bedika, you make a bracha when they remember. Then, if they've done with the bedika, they've finished the bedika, and they remember, oh, wait, we did not make a bracha, then you don't make a bracha till tomorrow morning. Right before burning it, That is when you make a bracha. Before you throw it into the fire.
Restrooms need a bedikah if you have kids?
Yes, any areas in the house need a bedikah. Usually restrooms, especially if they are halakhically, they don't need to. But if they are cleaned it, you make sure that you washed it, cleaned it, you don't need to. If you haven't washed and cleaned it, yes, you need to do bedikah in the restroom too.
And then, to say shekhanon and new fruit, does that also work?
Yes, same thing. Now you don't have to actually eat the fruit. You're in the middle of the thing, or you could just see it. Or if you want to eat it, so you should make the bracha on the fruit, then make shekhyanu and take a bite, and then make al-biur hamis and start your bedika.
So if you have, in the case that you have guim with your apartment, you have to, and you're let's say you're on the first floor, you have to do bedikat hametz and the whole building?
No. Any area that you think you might have chametz there. You don't have any chametz on the second floor. You know, that's not your chametz. Right? So in the area that's your area, you do bedikat chametz. If you have something that's shared between all the Jews, just Jews, so then you need to do bedika all over the building so that you work it out. And everything should be checked.
And the pieces that you hide, you could make them
kazayit.
You should make sure that
each one. No, lechatechila should be less than kazayit. You could make it kazayit if you want. You could make it any as much as you want, as big as you want. But lechatechila is better that it should be less than kazayit. And you should put it in a little baggie or something that the crumbs do not get all over. Then I'm sure your mother will tell you that. I don't have to give you that advice.
Okay, and with the case that we said that you don't need to burn the whole box. Can't you just make them into small pieces and throw them in the fire?
I know, but still it's going to take a long time. You're not the only one who's burning the hummus. There are a lot of people who come to the hummus burning. Even if you're the only one who's burning the hummus, you're going to be standing by that fire an hour and a half, burning pieces slowly, slowly, and you need a lot of wood and a lot of fire. It takes a long time. Well, you don't have to do that. You know, there's no chiyuv to do that. You know, there is an Indian chachamim said you have to burn your chametz, get rid of it. I did. The whole bunch of chametz that I sold to the goy, I don't bring those and burn them, right? So part of chametz I sold, part of it I ate, part of it I sold, part of it I threw out, made it hefker, right? Completely not mine. Just like I sold it, I made it hefker, a real garbage dumpster. Then I have some chametz left. This I burn. That's all I have chametz left.
And if you don't have children, you still have to do bedikat chametz on the bookshelf?
Yes, because you never know. You know, maybe you were looking for something and you were holding a cookie or something and you put it there. Any area that you specifically are not makpid, not to bring chametz there, which means, unless you made up your mind, no chametz near the bookshelves. As a rule. If there is no specific rule of no chametz, those areas need bedikat chametz.
That means full bedikat chametz you have to take after all this.
No. It means all around the books, on it. You know.
But if you have children, you have to take out all the books.
You do that usually for cleaning. So once you do that cleaning, then you don't need to do a bedikat on that.
Okay. And what type of the panas?
Flashlight. Flashlight is better that it should be a single bulb flashlight. This way it would not have any shayla of candles, but even if it's a multiple bulb flashlights, like they have the LED lights, each one is considered a candle, and the Chazal never said you cannot use two candles. They said you should not use a torch, but you could use multiple candles that each one is working individually, and these flashlights that have multiple bulbs also work as multiple candles, not a flashlight. Mm-hmm. Not a torch, I bought it.
You need to have a plate and other stuff with it. What's the, to have like a knife, fork, all these different things?
I don't know. In Iran, the minhag was to carry a bag, right? Or a plate, doesn't matter, something. Put some salt in it. That's what they did. I don't know why. A little salt in it. And the reason you take a spoon and a feather is because feather was for those days that, you know, the houses were not carpeted, so if you you scoop up the chametz with a spoon, you want to sweep up the place of it. So a feather is thin that could go to any corner. Doesn't have to be, anything would work. It doesn't have to be a spoon, it doesn't have to be a feather, it depends, you know, that's if it makes it more difficult for a bedikah, you won't do a good job bedikah, so don't do it.
And if you start the bedikah in Baltimore and you finish it in New York, what should be done for the melacha?
If it's from here to there, you have to make two brachot, because going from Baltimore to New York is definitely a hefsek between the bracha. If both houses are yours and you're going to do bedikah on both, then you should make a new bracha. But if that is the other one is somebody else's house, so he makes a bracha on that one, and could help out. I'll talk about what are the obligations of who has an obligation to do bedikah, landlord, guest, hotels, bachura yeshiva, and people go away out of the house. All of that is for the next year. Talk about the areas that are considered yours to do bedikah and chametz in. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, you should not put your garbage in your garbage cans the day of bedikat chametz. If there is no garbage pickup, you cannot leave it in your garbage cans. You either should take it away if you have chametz in there. If you have no chametz in there, it doesn't matter. If you have chametz in the garbage, you should take it and dump it out of your home. If there is garbage pickup that day or the next day, you should take if your city allows. You should take your garbage bags out of the cans and leave it by the curbside in a bag out of your area, out of your yard, if your city allows. If your city doesn't allow it, then you're going to have to take it with you and dump it somewhere out of the house. Make sure you also need to get rid of the bag or the garbage inside your vacuum cleaner, because there are a lot of chametz in there. And that should get included inside your garbage dumping before your chametz. Before you burn the chametz, you empty out that bag or empty out the container or take out the bag to throw out with all the other garbage. But the garbage should not stay on your possession during Pesach. Oh, you could do that, yes. You could just pour bleach all over it. If you had nothing better to do, you cannot take it anywhere else. Then you could pour bleach over it, and that would stop it from, that would destroy it, basically, from chametz. We'll continue this topic, Mr. tomorrow.